praise God for his glorious grace he has poured out on us. Why do we praise God? One of the reasons why we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us. Ephesians 1:6, New Living Translation. He said, who belong to his dear sons. Because we belong to Jesus, that's a grace. Some people don't understand that they should praise the Lord just for being saved. And unfortunately, some people get really miserable and messed up in the mind where they think living for God is so unhappy and so miserable and so sad, and I'm so solemn and I got to be so serious. How many know we can have fun with God? Amen? Amen. We're talking about the covenant of praise. Everybody say the covenant of praise. Part of that is us being in Christ means that we automatically are to be a praiser. Not a praise miser, not a robber of praise, not a ruiner of praise, not one who gives out rotten praise. Come on now, a praiser. Say, Lord, help me be a praiser. When you look at the communion table, you should automatically say, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for what you have done. Thank you for your glorious grace. Come on now, let's read it again. Ephesians 1:6, it says, so we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us. Have you praised God for his glorious grace that he's poured out on? When you look at the table, you see grace, 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 glorious grace. That you died for my sins, that you shed your blood for me. Come on now. That you were buried. You went to hell in my stead, in my place. And then God raised you from the dead to justify me. Grace, grace, glorious grace. And I belong to Christ. When we take the communion elements, it says we should discern the Lord's body. That means I'm a part of the body of Christ. Amen. And so I praise God for that. And I thank the Lord for that. Second, 1 Peter 2:9 says, but we are a chosen generation. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Come on now, a holy nation, his own special people. Everybody say, I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I'm God's own special people. Hallelujah, that you should proclaim the praises of him. So let me ask you, how much of the praises have you proclaimed of him who's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light? So we're called to praise God. We were created in Christ to praise God. We are called to praise God. Amen. We have a covenant of praise. Amen. Now, Hebrews 13:15 says it this way in New Living Translation, in the New Living NLT, therefore let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of what? Praise. Who's it go to? To God. Proclaiming our allegiance to his name. So we're created in Christ to praise God. Amen. We are called to proclaim his praises. We're called to praise God, and we're now to offer continual praise in a sacrificial way to God. In spite of how we feel, in spite of what things look like, in spite of what the circumstances may say or seem to be in our lives, we are called to continually give God a sacrifice of praise. Now, some people don't want to even sacrifice their chicken. They said, that's my piece. That's mine. That's my bacon. That's my bread. That's my food. That's my juice. That's my drink. Come on. My. But you got to sacrifice. Come on now. That means you got to sacrifice when you don't feel like it, when you don't seem like it, when it doesn't seem like you're supposed to do it right now. You're supposed to sacrifice the sacrifice of praise to God. Amen. So what is praise? Praise is celebrating God as our heart's true home. The scriptures are filled with injunctions and instructions to praise God. Praise God. Now, guys, we're going to play that first song. We praise your name. Just put a little bit up. We're going to take a sample of praise just a minute. Go ahead and put it on the screen. Hallelujah. This is a song by Trent Corey from his Freedom album. We praise your name. Come on. Now you can stand up if you want to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You are holy.
Proclaiming praise.
You are faithful.
Proclaiming praises.
You are faithful, faithful.
What are you proclaiming? God is faithful.
Father, you are
hallelujah.
Faithful.
Oh, you're putting your trust in Him. You're releasing your faith in Him.
Our God who reigns.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You praise His name. Now, some of you need to put that on your playlist when you wake up. Now, how many of you know on your iPhone or your device, you can put music as your alarm? Some people wake up. Or, you know, the standard ringtones. But why don't you wake up and start praising God? Hallelujah, we praise your name. There is freedom to walk in your presence, freedom to dance, liberty. Hallelujah, we praise your name. So as you go into the bathroom, you say, I praise your name. You have a covenant of praise, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's look at some more scriptures here. Chronicles 29. And 20. Then David said to the whole assembly. So I'm saying to the whole church, those of you online, those of you in person, give praise to the Lord your God. And the entire assembly, what did what? Praise the Lord. So we have to get in a habit and a practice of when we say, let's rejoice. Who rejoices? Everybody say, everybody. Everybody say, everybody. Everybody say, that includes me. So when we say praise, what do we mean? Everybody what? The Bible even says, let everything that has breath what? We're going to read that in a minute. Well, everything that breathes. Are you breathing? That means you ought to be praising the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the entire assembly praised the Lord and the God of their ancestors, and they bowed low and knelt before the Lord and King. Psalms 106:1. Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for He is what? Good. And His faithful love endures how long? Forever. Praise God. That means He's not going to run out of loving you. He's not going to get tired of you. He's not going to say, I'm through with you. I'm done with you. You've made too many mistakes. You've made the 100th mistake now, and I'm through with you. No, He doesn't stop loving you. Come on now. He doesn't stop being good to you. So you praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Psalms 113, verse 1 says, praise the Lord. Yes, give praise, O servants of the Lord. How many servants of the Lord are here this morning? So you know that you're called to live and serve God as the centerpiece of your life. The Lord is your Lord. Amen. He said, yes, praise the Lord, servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Psalms 117, verse 1, praise the Lord, all ye nations. That means it doesn't matter what skin color you are. Doesn't matter what culture you are. Doesn't matter what family background you have. Come on now, all nations, all ethnic groups, all people of all colors, every state, age, stage, and generation. Praise him, all ye people of the earth. Who's exempt from praising God? Nobody. No colors, no classes, no creeds, no cultures. We'll say, well, my culture is dignified. Well, we come from this background. Some people even align with their religious affiliation. I come from this kind of church. We don't do that. Well, the Bible says do it. The Bible says what? Do it. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all the people of the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at Psalms 150, verse 6. It says, let everything that breathes, sing praises to the Lord. Now, wait a minute. Uh-oh, Pastor, I don't sing. I found it out. I don't sing. No, God doesn't necessarily want your talent, per se. He wants your voice. Amen. He wants your voice. So have you been singing? Some of y'all looking at me like, what do you mean talking about singing? So we give you an opportunity today to reactivate your covenant of praise. Now, here's the rub. Some of you have not activated it in a while. Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So if we are to praise and obey these commands and directives from God, we must first learn that praise includes three things. Write these three things down. These are three things that are an integral part of your covenant of praise. Number one, commending. Everybody say commending. And number two, we're going to leave a space in between. Commending. And then number two, expressing approval or favorable judgment. Or a favorable judgment of expressing approval or a favorable judgment of. Everybody say expressing. So this is praise is non-expressed is not praise. There's no such thing as non-expressive praise. You can't just nod your head and say, I'm praising God. Everything that breathes, that means your voice is important. You express approval or a favorable judgment of the Lord. And then number three, glorifying. So everybody say it with me, commending, expressing, glorifying. Glorifying is number three, so that's especially credit with perfections. So let's talk about commending. It means to commend someone is to entrust for care or preservation. Entrust for care or preservation. Or to recommend as worthy of confidence or notice. That means you don't put faith and confidence in your flesh, in your education, in your ethnicity, in your experience. Come on now, in your ethnicity even. Express your trust and notice to the Lord. Praising God by commendation thus means that we entrust ourselves to his care, recommend that others do the same. All right, here's another praise break. Praise him. Praise him. Simple song by Gateway Worship. It's praise him. Hallelujah. All right, guys, get that one queued up. Hallelujah. We're going to praise him. Praise him. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to move a lot today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Get your kids up. Get your kids up and have them jump and praise God with us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Goes out, the people rise to sing. They'll sing.
Hallelujah. Praise him. Let all the people praise him. Praise God. Everybody say praise him. Praise him. So praise by commendation, this first component of our covenant of praise, is thus applies the promises of God to our personal situations, circumstances. Now, that's a scriptural song. Now, if you know the Psalms, there's 150 chapters or divisions. They're like psalms. Songs. Psalm, P-S-A-L-M-S, psalm, or psalm, is a spiritual poem or an ode. That means we can sing them back and put our own music to them. Now, you know, Gateway Worship put their music to it, but you could put your own music to it and sing it back to who? The Lord. Amen. Have you ever sung some of the songs? The 150 song? That's your playlist. That's your word playlist. Amen. Hallelujah. So you applying what? The promises of God to your personal circumstance. Now here's another practical example of commendation or commending. It's a father who loses his job. Now, we know in life we have challenges. Maybe it's a physical challenge. Maybe it's a financial challenge. Sometimes we have family challenges. But that's one of the reasons why you should activate your covenant of praise through commending when you apply the promises of God to your personal circumstances. Listen to this prayer. Listen to this prayer. He says something like this. Lord God, a father's lost his job. He lost his job. Instead of panicking and worrying and getting in fear, amen, he starts praising. Lord God, you are my provider in the name of Jesus. I praise you, for I know you care for me. You care for my family. Father God, you are the God who knows and cares even for the sparrows. And I know that my wife, my children, and I are worth more to you than the sparrows are. Now, didn't Jesus say that? Yes. Applying the promise of God, he said, you're more valuable than many sparrows. So what do? You're praying the promises. You're applying your commendation to the promises of God. And he says, therefore, I choose not to worry, fret, or get frustrated. Instead, I will boast of your goodness to us in the past, for there has been other times, Father God, when we didn't know how we were going to pay our bills. Yet you've always made a way, even when it seems to be no way. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your care and provision. I thank you, Father God, that you are too faithful to fail. Even as you provided food for your people as they wandered through the wilderness, today I declare by faith that you will provide food for us too. You alone, dear Father, are my refuge and my place of safety, according to Psalms 91. Now, I'm giving you guys an example because this is what you need to be doing when you're going through the grocery store. When the meat prices are going up and the milk prices are going up and the egg prices are going up, there needs to be, from the instruction of the Lord to me and through me to you, there needs to be more commending and commendation and thanking the Lord that he's your provider. Because when you complain, you'll remain frustrated, financially in challenged places. But when you praise, you'll be what? Raised. Hallelujah. So, dear Father, you are my refuge and my place of safety according to Psalms 1. You alone, Father God, are the source and supply of all I have and everything I will ever want and need. In Jesus' name, I praise you because you are faithful. You are the everlasting one. I know that you are fully aware of what we are going through. And thank you in advance that what you will do for us. To your name be the glory today, tomorrow, next week, next month in my life. Come on now. The month of November, praise the Lord. Come on, y'all should be praising the Lord. I praise you and I honor you. You are my God and my provider in Jesus' name. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Now the next one is expressing approval or favorable judgment of. To approve of someone who is to have or express a favorable opinion of him or to show esteem. A personal experience is at the heart of this expression of praise. So by approving is turning our thoughts toward God and remembering how he has won our acclaim and our adoration. So how do you express this? It's reciting the wonder of who he is and how he has made a difference in our life and in the lives of others. You know, one example is Psalms 23. Now, I endeavor to always read that and express devotion around that. The Lord is my what? Shepherd. I do not what? I do not want or lack. And I always say, I thank you, Father, that you are, because you are my shepherd, I do not lack. I do not lack for ability. I do not lack for opportunity, and I never lack for money. I do not lack for peace, and I do not lack for strength. And if I lack for wisdom, I ask from you, Father. Amen. You said in your word that you give to men wisdom and unbridle it not to those that ask. So I ask for an abundant supply of skillful and godly wisdom. Amen. You make me lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters. You restore my soul. You restore and recover my life. Come on now. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Surely goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. You're expressing approval of him being your shepherd, him being your provider. He's Jehovah Jireh, your provider. He's Jehovah Rapha, your shepherd. Come on now. He's Jehovah Rapha, your healer. He's Jehovah Rohi, your shepherd. Praise God. Somebody say, hallelujah. He's guiding you into all truth. He's leading, guiding, feeding me. You're expressing approval. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The next section of this is glorifying. Everybody say glorifying. So to glorify someone is to bestow honor, praise, and adoration. In other words, giving glory to someone specifically identifies what is admirable in the person. This example is quite frequent in Scripture. God is recognized as being good. Psalms 34:8. He's recognized for being faithful. Amen. Psalms 33:4. He's recognized as being righteous. Psalms 11:7. He's recognized as being just. Second Chronicles 12:6. He's recognized as being merciful and forgiving. Daniel 9:9. His law, his character, and his actions are described as being perfect and flawless. Listen to what 2 Samuel 22:31 says. Listen to this in the NIV. It says, as for God, his way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. Hallelujah. He shields all those who take refuge in him. Psalms 19, verse 7. Listen to this in the NIV. It says, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And then, of course, Isaiah 25:1 in the NIV says, Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name. Come on, buddy, sit down. You're going to have to sit down. Hallelujah. For you, in you, perfect faithfulness. For in you, perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago. Amen. So praising God by glorifying him is simply recognizing and testifying to all these admirable qualities of God. Another way to honor God is to recite his names, other designations of who he is. For example, the Lord is a warrior. So if you need somebody to fight for you, the Lord is who? A warrior. Exodus 15:3, the Lord is peace. Judges 6:24, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. 2 Samuel 22:2, the Lord is king. Psalms 10:16. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Psalms 21:27:1. The Lord is the strength of his people. Psalms 28:8. So we're going to go for Mighty Warrior, guys. You cue it up. Let's get ready to praise God by glorifying him, by recognizing him, and expressing praise and honor on him on because he's a mighty warrior. Some of you need God to fight for you in this season, to take your money back, to take your health back. Come on now. To get your stuff back, to push the devil back out of your family. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Hallelujah. If you want to, praise God. Go ahead and stand. And we're going to sing for you. This is just a declaration of glorifying God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Now, do you guys see that? There are times when you need to be commending. There are times you need to activate your covenant praise through expressing approval or favorable judgment of who the Lord is, what he's done, what he can and will do. And sometimes you need to be glorifying, especially crediting with perfections. You did it for them. You'll do it again. Amen. Amen. You'll do it for me. Because God does not what? Change. He does not what? Lie. So he'll do it again. So these are faith expressions, ladies and gentlemen, to activate your covenant of praise. Now, so as we honor God for who he is and what he has done for us in our lives, we make room for him to work for us and in every day of our lives. So the question is, are you making room for the Lord to work? See, we give him a place to dwell in the midst of our life because we refuse to take his benefits and his blessings to us for granted. And sometimes when we do that with the table of the Lord, we take his benefits and his blessings for granted, and we can slip into an unworthy category where we are stealing, robbing him of praise and honor and glory due to him and his name. Amen. Let's go, we'll go a little deeper, just a little bit more, and we're gonna praise God in a minute. Exodus 15:31 says this: Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Now, if you don't realize it or not, we have enemies, foes, opponents, evil spirits that are arrayed against us. Satan is even called the God, small g, of this world. But this question is a faith declaration through Moses by the Spirit of God. He says, who is like unto you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness? Listen to this second phrase. Fearful in praises, doing wonders. So if the scripture tells us, friends, God is fearful in praises, that means you need to engage in the power of praise, not just a in a charismatic way of feeling good, but to provoke and invoke the fearful. That just words means awesome or amazing acts of God. How are you going to activate and appropriate the awesome and amazing works of God in your life? He's fearful in praises. Now, we 2021, we think, well, I'm going to be scared of God. No, he said when you praise God on high and he comes down, that means he gets to doing awesome things in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise, again, is not just a charismatic way for feeling good. Because some people say, well, I don't feel like praising. Well, if you felt like doing something for God, you probably feel that way maybe two times a year. That's what the statistics tell us. That's why most people don't praise, because they don't feel like praising. Or they praise from their head through their lips and not from their heart through their lips. One's feelings and emotions, and one is faith. When you're praising out of your head, you're only touching your emotions, or trying to. When you're praising out of your heart, that means you're coming from a place of faith and not feelings and emotions. So you need to praise God from your heart to activate your covenant of praise. Amen. That means it's got to be a little bit more serious than just what you're thinking about at the moment. Amen. It's not praise is not a religious system of waiting for people to arrive to church. You say, well, that's why they have praise and worship, because they want people to get to church over time, over a process of time. And then once everybody gets in, then we have church. Then we do regular stuff. So some people think it's just a program. Why do y'all do praise and worship up front? Why do we stand? Why do we do all this stuff? Well, I'm going to give you seven more sub-elements of our covenants of praise. Seven more. Number one, praise is a weapon that guarantees change. Praise is a weapon that guarantees change. Some of us need to write that in bold letters. Praise is a weapon that guarantees change. Have you praised God and invoked him and invited him to change things in your landscape of your life? Number two, praise is a device through which divine intervention is provoked, and divine intervention is the end of people's frustrations. A lot of times we're struggling and straining and in strife over about a situation in our lives, and then we're saying, God's saying, just get me to help you. Invite me in to help me. Invoke me in to help you. Provoke me to help you. Promote me to intervene and interfere in your earth's affairs. Come on now. And so you need God to come down and show up and show out. Amen. You need God to show up. Because when God shows up, amen, when God rises, the enemies scatter. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Praise. Number three, praise is a means through which God takes over your battles. 2 Chronicles 20. You can reference this. I'm not going to read it. Reference 2 Chronicles 20, verse 17. It says, you will not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. And it goes on, in that account, he put singers and praisers out ahead of the army. How many times do we praise and sing before we face and encounter a spiritual battle? Praise is a means in which God takes over your battles. He said, you don't need to fight. How do we go from the fight to getting it or making it right? Praise. Praise. Somebody say hallelujah. No one ever gets out of the pit without their hands raised. What did they sing? The Lord is good. Praise the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures. What was the words they started with? Praise the Lord. Everybody say praise the Lord. Everybody say praise the Lord. He comes in and fights your battles. Number four, praise is a covenant device through which he rescues the people from the pit and peril of despair. If you're not ready to be out until your hands are raised, you're not ready to be out unless your hands are raised, and your hands raised connote praise. Now, look at this illustration here. My hands are raised. And the Lord reminded me of this. He said, you know, you watch sports games and, you know, famous people probably taking a stage or a platform and they clap. Well, we call that what? Applause. You don't get in God's face and go. The Bible says, lift up your hands. The world applauds, but saints, Christians, praise. And you could kind of look around, and even during praise and worship, I kind of glazed over a little bit, looked around, and a lot of people were down, hands down. Head down, hands down, I call it. Head down, hands down. Why? Because they're waiting for the applause. World applauds, but what? The saints praise. So again, if you're not ready to be out unless you raise your hands. My grandson right here, sitting right here, when he wants to get picked up, what's his sign to Pawpaw to pick him up? If you want to get picked up by God, come on now. What's your sign for God to come and pick you up? When you praise, you will be raised. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Now look at this. Psalms 8:2 says this. You have taught children, the infants, to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. You've taught children and infants to tell of your strength. What are they telling? Jesus used that illustration. And he said, out of the mouth of babes and suckling, that has perfected praise. There's strength in praise. Strength to lift you out. Strength to give you that glorious, victorious shout. There's strength, what? To silence and mute and muzzle the enemy. The other translation, the enemy and the avenger. So when he's coming to avenge his wrath on you, the devil comes and biting and trying to devour you and destroy you, you can praise and get into a strength where you shut his mouth. You stop his noise. You stop his negativity. Come on now. There's strength in praise to muzzle and put the devil on mute. You can't talk no more, Mr. Devil. You can't speak no more. You got to get out of my mind and my emotions right now. In the name of Jesus, I praise the Lord, and praise stills and silences the enemy and the avenger. Even babies know how to do that. My grandson and I, again, he said, let's dance. We were dancing, and I'm showing how to lift his hands, and we're moving around. But the kids don't mind moving. But it seems like we get a little educated and a little aged in Christ, and we think, man, I'm too cute to praise. I'm too cute to get ugly for Jesus. I'm too dignified to lift my hand. Come on now. Praise God. We need to be giving God the sacrifice of praise. It may be just a sacrifice for you to lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be honored. You're worthy to be adored. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 2:8, it says this, in every place of worship, I want men to pray, that includes women, to pray with holy hands. Everybody say, my hands are important. My hands are to be holy hands. He said, with holy hands lifted up to God. What are you lifting your hands up? You're lifting them up to God. Just like little Donnie says, pick me up. He's got his hands up. And you say, God, pick me up. I got my hands raised. Come on now. Come on, everybody just raise your hands and just thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, free from anger and controversy. Some people are so angry and agitated and anxious that their hands are so heavy laden and heavy burdened. We need to lift our hands. Psalms 134:2, listen to this. New King James Version says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Come on, let's do it again. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Come on, lift up your hands. You bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Now, got a couple more, and then we're going to... Y'all ready to praise? Y'all ready? Y'all sound ready. Praise God. You ready online? Praise God. Number five is the secret behind the rise you have always anticipated is praise. You know, I used to kind of snicker at little cute statements like, well, if you don't praise God and thank God for the car you have, you'll never get another one. And I found out that that's a principle of Scripture. If you want more hours, if you want a better job, you better be thankful and praising God for the job you have and for the job he's going to bless you with. Somebody say, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you for the car. I praise you for the car. I praise you don't have to walk in the cold when it gets cold in the morning. Come on now. I praise you that my heat works. Come on now. I praise you that I can listen to good praise music. I praise you that I can listen to a faith-filled message in my car. Praise God. I praise you that I can get from A to Z with safety and security. Praise God. I praise you for my job. I praise you for my family. I praise you for the food I have in the pantry. I praise you for the food I have in the refrigerator. I thank you that you're my provider. Praise God. I praise you, Lord. I lift you up on high. Number five again. Praise is the secret behind the rise you always anticipated. Only praising people are raised by God. Now listen to this in Psalms, Psalm 67. Woo! Look at this, verse 5 through 7, King James Version. It says, Psalm 67, he said, let the people praise thee. Let all the people praise thee. Then the earth will yield her increase, and our God, even our own God, shall bless us. It says then. Everybody say then. Then. When? When is then? Then is when you praise him. He said, then the earth will yield her increase and God will come down and bless us personally. And look at this. God will bless us and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. That means people are going to look at you and say, oh, that's awesome. That's amazing. Look what God did. That ain't nothing but God who did that to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. We just sung that song. Let all the people, what? Praise him. One thing we do with praise is we celebrate what's written. Look at this in Psalms chapter 54. Psalms 54. 56, I'm sorry, 56, verse 4. He said, in God I will praise his word. Now go back and think about your last week. Did you praise God for his word? Now many of us are participants, active participants in daily devotional reading together. We're reading through the New Testament. We read the word. Come on now. We read the word, and some of us even stepped it up and clicked off a few and completed a few devotions separately. We got highlights. We've got notes. But how much praise did we give for his word? Listen to this again. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do to me. Praise God. And then look at verse 10. Skip down to verse 10. In God, I will praise his word. That's a second reminder. In God, I will praise his word. In the Lord, I will praise his what? His word. The Lord. That means we're supposed to be praising God. That sounds like the praise cure. We thank him for his faithfulness to his word. We thank him for the promises outlined in his word. We thank him that he will bless us according to the promises outlined in his word. That's when we give offerings, when we bring our tithes and offerings and gifts of love, we say, thank you, Lord, that you will bless me according to the promises outlined in your word. What is the promises outlined in your word? That, Father God, I thank you that you, the blessing of the Lord, it makes me rich and adds no sorrow, painful toil, or sweat with it. Come on now. It is the Lord, Deuteronomy 8:18. It is Lord, you, Father God, that give me the power to produce the wealth, Father God. You give me power to produce wealth, praise God, that we may establish your covenant of prosperity in my house. Praise God. I praise you, Father God, that according to Psalms 112, verse 3, that wealth and riches are in my house. I thank you that wealth and riches are in my house. And I thank you according to your promises, your word, that according to Philippians 4:19, that you will supply all of my need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I praise you for your faithfulness to your word. I praise you for blessing me according to the promises outlined in your word, Lord. Your word said it. That means you'll do it. And I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for your word, Lord. You celebrate what's written. Now listen, some people hear that differently. And they call out and cry about what's wrong. What's wrong with my body? What's wrong with my mind? What's wrong with my emotions? What's wrong with my husband? What's wrong with my wife? What's wrong with my siblings? What's wrong with my family? He says, celebrate what is written. In the Lord, I will praise your what? Your word. So if I'm standing on the word for my healing, the full manifestation of my healing, I just thank him for his faithfulness to his word, that by his stripes I was healed. Come on now. I thank you that you sent your word to me and it healed me and it delivered me. I praise you, Lord, for healing me. I praise you, Lord, for delivering me from my destructions and the door of death. Praise God. I praise you, Lord, that you took my infirmities and bear my sicknesses. That, Father God, I can walk free from sickness, disease, hallelujah, any virus, any variant, any problem that is brought by sickness or Satan, in Jesus' name. I celebrate your word, Lord, that you forgive all my iniquities and you heal every single one of my diseases. Come on now. Praise God. Hallelujah. You celebrate what's written. Number 6, praise is a demonstration of our faith. The prophet Haggai said, if you must get rid of where you are, then you must give him praise that is due to his name. Now, some of us need to get this one. Praise is a demonstration of our faith. Some people have said, and I agree to a great degree, that praise is the highest expression of faith. So this is a demonstration of their faith, and the prophet Habakkuk said, if you must get rid of where you are, then you must give him praise that is due to his name. Listen to this in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 through 19. It says, although the fig tree shall not blossom. Come on now. It looks like everything's drying up financially. It looks like prices are going up. Gas is going up. Milk is going up. Meat's going up. The grocery stores are emptier now than than recently. Praise God. Neither shall the fruit be on the vines, and the labor of the olives shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. Come on now. And flocks shall cut off from the field, and that there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet, in spite of that, yet. Everybody say yet. What's your yet? What's on the other side of your yet? Come on. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet. He will make me to walk upon my high places. Praise God. So in the midst of poverty, lack, and insufficiency, we praise God. How are you going to get lifted up? How are you going to come out? You're going to praise your way out. Until you board the flight. I know there's been a lot of problems with flight. I was talking to my brother last week about the flight issues. He actually flew this last month and had some flight issues. But until you board the flight, you are not ready for high places. What kind of flight? The praise flight. Until you board the praise flight, you're not ready for high places. Last one. Y'all ready? God inhabits the praises of his people. Psalms 22, verse 3. But thou art holy, O Lord. Thou inhabitest the praises of Israel. If praise builds a house for God to come and inhabit. Are you ready to build a house? Here's a summary statement of the covenant praise. Here it is. When praise ascends to heaven, then God has no choice to come down and prove himself. Praise provokes divine presence, which silences all opposition and unfolds the path of life. This knowledge causes increases and multiplications in your pursuits, bringing about restoration of honor and dignity to all. Now, the last illustration I'm going to give as the praise team gets ready to come and we're going to receive communion, but I want to volunteer. I think I'm going to bring John up here. John, come on up here. Hallelujah. And I'd like Monty to come. Hallelujah. And who's another strong guy here? I need either Steve or Martin or TJ, one of y'all two. But I want Monty to come. Come on up. Come on up. We're going to illustrate this. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. Now, many of us familiar with the story, John. This John, little John, not big John. Hallelujah. All right, so John's Paul and Silas. Hallelujah. Come on, John. Come on. They were beaten. And these two guys going to represent my stocks. They were beaten. The backs are bleeding. And when they tortured you in a Roman prison, this was two of the maritime prisons, two of the biggest, baddest prison systems of that day. I mean, you were in a sewer hole. And they beat both of them, stripped them down, beat them. In wrongfully imprisoned, we all understand that term today, right? When somebody's wrongfully imprisoned, we always cry justice or, you know, vengeance or something like that. So they had an opportunity to cry out justice and vengeance. But it says they were beaten wrongfully. They were put in chains, so the chains on them. And then when that prisoner guard said, the Philippian jailer said, don't let them go or you die. So he put them in stocks. So I'm going to ask these guys to help me stock up John. So I know you may not be able to see it on the front. But now you guys are going to bend down and grab his ankles. We're going to spread your legs, John. Spread your legs a little bit. Spread your legs, John. Okay. Yeah, just hold them. One hold each leg. Monty, you get this leg. Come on to this side, Monty. This side, this side, this side. All right. Hold around his ankles. Hold around his ankles real tight. Not don't hurt him, but just both hands. Both hands, Monty. Both hands. All right. So grip down. All right. So to where John can't move. So see, can you move, John? Can you move? Okay, he can't move. This was stocks back in the day. What they did is took square blocks of wood, timber wood, and they split it in half. And it said to make their feet fast in stocks. So what he did, he put two pieces of wood, just like these guys got hands around John's ankles, and they put it around your ankles, and they screwed them together. So you're stuck like this, and it's painful. It was not just a security system. It was a further form of punishment. Now, get it, this, he was wrongfully imprisoned. And, of course, they put the feet in stocks. They drill, so he can't move. Try to move again. Try to move again. You can't move. Can you sit down real good? No. It's torture, right? You feel punished? So it was a form of torture. It was further pain and torture when you couldn't even sit down without pain. You couldn't move. You were stuck in place. Not only with chains, but in stocks. Some of us feel like Paul today. Like we're stuck and there's no way out. And it's always painful and more painful. But the Bible says this, at midnight. Come on, praise team. Come on, get ready. Come on over. At midnight. Everybody say, at midnight. At midnight, the midnight represents a dark, devastating, a really rough time in your life. At midnight, what happened? Paul and Silas sang praises. They prayed, but then what? They sang praises to God. And it says the prisoners didn't just overhear them, they heard them. They heard them praising God. Come on now, they praised God at midnight. They praised God in the midnight hour of their lives. Praise God. And everybody say, suddenly. Suddenly. Everybody say, suddenly. Suddenly, the earthquake shook. So he shook one stock off, and he shook the other stock off. He shook the other stock, and now he was free, and his chains were loose, and he can lift his hands and come on, lift your hands, John. Lift his hand and begin to praise and thank God. Come on, y'all, stand and lift and praise God. Thank him for his word today. Thank him for his promises today. Thank him for his shed blood, broken body, and his shed blood today. Come on, thank him right now. Come on, let's praise him.
Shout, 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 shout my soul is crying. I hallelujah, thank you for saving me.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Come on, grab your communion element because you need to do some more praising. Hallelujah. Let's just grab your communion element. Thank you, Jesus. When you think about his goodness and what he's done for you, right? What did he do for you? He died for your sins. His body was broken for you. We do this in remembrance of him. Praise God. So break and eat it right now. And remember Jesus. Remember the Lord Jesus and his death. He said, as often you do this, you show forth the death of the Lord till he comes. Hallelujah. And then, of course, grab your cup. You online, grab your cup. This is the New Testament in my blood. Hallelujah. You got a covenant with God. You got a covenant to praise. Now, praise has nothing to do with your feelings, emotions. Doesn't even have to do with the song, the type of song it is, or how fast it is. As long as you're praising him by commending. Amen. Come on now. Praise him by by expressing approval of God. Because some people would rather just walk around and stare and not open their lips. Just not praise until it's coming through your lips. From your heart. What are you praising him for? Praise him for the covenant that he's joined to you. Praise him that we have a covenant of praise where God can intervene in our lives. And we glorify him and magnify him. It's not about you getting the glory. It's not about you looking big and looking good and looking all special. Come on now. Thank God many of us look good and look special. But praise God, it's about God looking good. It's about Jesus looking good. It's about Jesus being Lord of your life. Come on now. Come on now. Just praise and glorify him and magnify him in Jesus' name. That means I get a fresh new start where God can be involved and intervene in my affairs. If it's financial, I need him, praise him for it. If it's healing that you need, praise him for it. If it's to reconcile in a family schism or strife issue, praise him for it. Praise God. Praise God for him to get involved and interfere in your affairs. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to sing again. Praise God. And praise God. Don't just be entertained by the song or the genre. Come on. Don't just be moved, but move your faith. And move your lips. Praise God. Hallelujah.
The Lord, Almighty Ones, bless the Lord, ye heavenly hosts, bless the Lord, all you his angels, and let all the earth sing forth his praise, bless the Lord.
Almighty ones,
bless the Lord,
ye heavenly hosts,
bless the Lord,
all you his angels,
and let all the earth
sing forth his praise.
Yeah, come on and bless him, come on and praise his name, come on and bless him. Come on, come on.
come on, come on and bless him. Come on, lift that up.
Come on, come on and bless him. Come on and praise his name. Come on, come on and bless him.
Yeah.
Come on, come on and bless him. Come on and praise his name. Come on, come on and bless him. Come on and praise his name. Come on, come on and bless him.
If you know he's good, lift it up. Come on,
come on, come on and bless him. Come on and praise his name. Come on, come on and bless him.
He is worthy, yeah.
Come on, come on and bless him. Come on and praise his name. Come on, come on and bless him.
If you know God's good, come on.
Come on, come on and bless him. Come on and praise his name. Come on, come on and bless him.
Yeah.
Come on, come on and bless him. Come on and praise his name. Come on, come on and bless him.
Lift it louder. Say,
come on, come on and bless him. Come on and praise his name. Come on, come on and bless him.
He is good.
Come on, come on and bless him.
Come on and bless him. Lift your voice all over the room. Say,
come on, come on and bless him. Come on and praise his name. Come on, come on and bless him.
We love you, Jesus.
Come on, come on and bless him. Come on and praise his name. Come on, come on and bless him.
If you know God's good, lift it.
Come on, come on and bless him. Come on and praise his name. Come on, come on and bless him.
He is good and his mercy is new.
Hallelujah.
When I open my mouth,
then the darkness flees. When I move my body, when I move my feet, when I open my mouth, one more time, lift your voice and say, when I move.
Hallelujah. Now, how would you act when you want God to come in? Hallelujah. Remember, we got to take the flight of praise. Amen. We got to just put our heart into it. We got to put our mouth into it. And, you know, again, sometimes we clap and we move, but we don't say anything. So, amen. We need to get loud in our voice, our vocals. Amen. About praising God. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, I want us to close out with this thought, and we're going to pray for some folks. Hallelujah. And this is the thought here. This should be a start of a continual habit of praise. Because sometimes we get so regimented in certain songs that tickle our fancy or make us move. But see, can you praise God when you're hurting? Now, John showed us with Brother Martin and Monty, you know, how you can be immovable. Do you think he could move his body in stocks? But what did they do? Satan should have taped their mouth shut. He didn't, right? Amen. So they began to praise and praise God. Hallelujah. And everybody heard them, including the Lord. And God stepped in on the scenery of their life. Amen. Because they didn't let the devil steal their praise. Amen. They wasn't going to let a rock take their shout of praise. Somebody say glory to God. They're not. Are you going to let the situation that you're in right now or facing right now take your shout of praise and victory? Come on now. Praise God. God's more interested in your voice than your body or your hands clapping. Praise God. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. You got to say praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually where? In my mouth. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Everybody say thank you, Lord, for my covenant of praise. Thank you, Lord, for creating me to praise you, for calling me to proclaim your praises, for commanding me to continually praise you, which is the fruit of my lips, giving allegiance and giving thanks to your name in Jesus' name. This is how I fight my battles from this time forward. This is how I see victory in my life from this time forward. Come on, everybody's not repeating after me because I'm not hearing everybody. Praise God, hallelujah, because we'd rather move instead of move our mouth. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, guys, I want you to go to that last song. We're going to say goodbye to our online audience. Praise God and dismiss. Father God, we thank you for those that are online, and we praise you and we thank you. Hallelujah for everyone watching online. They will get it, the covenant of praise. And if you need prayer online, just text the word pray or pray to the number they have on the screen. We'll love to pray with you. We'd love to help you lead you to the lifestyle of praise and lifestyle in Christ. In Jesus' name, God bless you. We'll see you on Wednesday. Don't forget our School of Revolutionary Revelation tonight at 6 o'clock. Praise God. God bless you. We love you. Bye-bye. Praise God. Now, we're going to go to our closing song, and this is kind of like an altar song where you need to make a declaration. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. Praise God. I'm going to see a victory. And this is... this is how you fight your battles. I want us to dismiss on a high praise situation. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got it ready? You got it ready? Huh? You ready? Okay, good. All right. All right, so we're going to dismiss with this for the next 5 to 7 minutes. We just want to pray. And I may come around and mess with you a little bit, but praise God. But everyone needs to walk out of here victorious in praise. Amen. And reactivating their covenant of praise in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, guys.
I believe that before the night is over, somebody is leaving here with a breakthrough. Somebody's going to leave you with a breakthrough in your heart, a breakthrough in your mind, a breakthrough in your finances, a breakthrough
the altar, altar song. The altar song. Not that one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I think he's going to get it. Praise God. You need to declare, I'm going to see a victory, and this is how I fight my battles. You need to learn how to fight. Some of us know how to fight fist fights, but we don't know how to fight faith fights. How do you fight faith fights? Through praise. Just stand and just praise God. I want you to just say, make it personal. I'm going to see a victory in my situation. Claim this over your life. Claim this in the areas of your struggles.
turning what the enemy meant for evil. He's turning for your good. He's turning. He's turning.
With my hands held high, God, we surrender tonight. It's about